Hey guys, Scotty Bordelon here with Whole Hog Sports, recapping Arkansas's 94-75 win over Texas A&M. Arkansas started this week, I think tied for ninth in the SEC, and they closed this week in a tie for third. So Arkansas is playing some really good basketball right now and making up a lot of ground in the conference standings. Taking down a Texas A&M team that had just gotten back into the rankings. So going into Tuesday's game against Kentucky, Arkansas is going to be carrying in a lot of momentum, and they got some big efforts from its main three guys today. Jalen Barford had 21 points, Daryl Macon added 20, and Daniel Gafford had 18 and a couple of really big blocks. So Daniel's playing probably his best basketball of the conference schedule so far. He's put five games together where he's been in double figures. He had 18 today, and he may be in the running for another SEC Freshman of the Week honor on Monday. He averaged 18.5 points this week and wins at Ole Miss and again tonight against Texas A&M. Arkansas, another one of the reasons Arkansas was able to pull this one out was they battled Texas A&M on the glass really well tonight. Arkansas out-rebounded the Aggies by 12, which is the largest margin Texas A&M's been out-rebounded this season, three more than when they got beat up on the glass against Tennessee. So that was a major focal point for Arkansas. And Robert Williams is arguably one of the best prospects, arguably one of the top five prospects in this upcoming draft. And he looked really good today. He finished with 20 points. He had a couple of step-back jumpers from the short corners, and he also finished with 14 rebounds. Him and Tyler Davis were monsters on the glass, but Arkansas was able to limit some of its role guys from picking up some big rebounds, and that really helped Arkansas out a lot. And Arkansas is 42-5 now at home on Saturdays under Mike Anderson. They've won 13 in a row, and they scored 90-plus points in nine of those games. So I think Arkansas has kind of proven that you don't beat them at home on Saturdays anymore. And the big thing is Arkansas's two remaining games at home are both on Tuesdays against really, really good opponents. And it's going to be a couple of really big tests for Arkansas, but they're playing their best ball of the year right now, or not of the year, but probably of conference play so far. So Tuesday is going to be a big test. So we'll see how that goes. And Kentucky's been struggling of late, but they'll probably be able to bring their A game on the road. And John Calipari will have those guys ready to go. I'm Scotty Bordelon with Whole Hog Sports, recapping Arkansas's win over Texas A&M.